T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It is live day. It is back. And you can be with us. Join us November 18th at the Snoqualmie Casino. Everything we're doing, Steve, is live.
It's a B-A-R-T-Y. Woo! Because I said so.
And it's a gold party. That's right. We're all going to be rocking some kind of gold or something celebrating the 70s, because it was back in the 70s that KISW started 50 years ago. So all year long, we've been celebrating the 50th anniversary, and this will be the first and only way that you can celebrate it with us, because, well, the world shut down right as soon as we started that party. So we're going to be celebrating it at Live Day. Everything's going to be done live, and we're going to be wearing ridiculous outfits from the 70s or something gold in it to celebrate the gold anniversary.
Tickets are on sale right now, and you can choose from a variety of ticket options. So make sure you get there. We'd love to see you. We'd love to hang with you. You want more info? You want to get those tickets? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, so let's turn down four tentacles.
Charge out for one. Release the Kraken.
Yeah, release that Kraken.
Timed out perfect, because today they're playing against the Montreal Canadiens, the second home game at Climate Pledge Arena.
This will be exciting.
I can't wait to watch. I'll watch it. It's going to be on Root Sports for those that want to watch it at home.
Thank you so much for letting me know, actually, because I have no idea.
7 p.m., baby.
7 p.m. All right, let's get to our contestant today. We've got Ben in Shoreline. Ben, are you there?
I'm here. What's up, Stevie?
What's going on, Ben?
Oh, long time, man. I had to go into hiding after our WrestleMania edition, and you destroyed me. So
it's been a while then. Oh, my goodness.
It has. Well, and I don't want to make excuses for that, but I will anyways. I was kind of screwed by Rev.
What?
Well, join the club.
I love you.
You start off the game. I haven't asked any questions yet, and you're already talking smack.
I 100% agree with Ben. Ben's right.
All right, then we'll see how this goes, then.
I can explain it if you want.
No.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wouldn't want to talk about it either.
What happened?
So one of the early questions was, who was the first member first person inducted into the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame?
Oh, it was that stupid one.
Well, I said the correct answer. I said the correct answer, which was Pete Rose, and you said wrong, and that just totally threw me off my game.
Well,
I just couldn't recover.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see how this one goes then.
Yeah, man. Rev, you ruined his whole life that he couldn't even do the game anymore.
Dude, it's all about. I couldn't even leave my house for 6 months.
Yeah. It's all about momentum.
Oh,
you
whatever.
Killed his momentum, Rev.
Well, see if I kill both y'all's momentum. Steve, get out of here! For those playing at home, Ben will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You're all right, Ben. Ben, you'll have
60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You
see?
Can pass all you want.
See, Rev?
See, now you ruined me.
Rev.
You screwed me up.
I have one question, Rev. How many seconds has Ben had?
60 seconds to answer 10 questions.
There we go.
You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. There we go. You ready, Ben?
Let's go.
Yeah, I hope I am. In the standard issue game of Monopoly, each player starts the game with how much cash on hand?
200.
No.
250.
No.
300.
No. How many Final Destination movies are there?
6?
No.
5.
Yes. What gives traditional eggnog its frothy texture?
Egg whites.
Yes. Which actor was the jerk in the 1979 movie?
Steve Martin.
Yes. The cerebrum is the largest part of what organ?
Brain.
Yes. In which year of the early 80s did the soap opera St. Elsewhere premiere?
80, 81, 82.
82, yes. What is the only fruit to have its seeds on the outside?
Strawberry.
Yes. What is the main currency on the island of Oahu?
Dollars, U.S. dollars.
Yes. Gunpowder is said to have originated in which country?
China.
Yes. In which U.S. state would you find Fort Hood?
Texas.
Yes. And Ben, you get 9 out of 10.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. So maybe I didn't screw you there, huh, buddy.
Let me get a song ready here. Let me just see.
BJ's already counting his chickens before they hatch.
Not yet, man.
Man, you just might have jinxed yourself there, buddy.
I gotta get a song ready. Oh, yeah, it's over.
See what, like 6 months ago, I might have screwed Ben. That's still yet to be determined. But now, BJ, you may have screwed Ben.
Oh, yeah, that's yet to be determined because Steve's going down. He's not going to get these questions. He's
look
really
at
tough.
You. Look at this. BJ's all doomsday today.
Oh,
so,
I know what Steve's sweet spots are. And this, I can't believe you put all of them in one pocket like this.
Can you be a Russell or will you be a Geno?
Oh, yeah, man. He's a Geno today.
We won't know until the very last question now, will we?
Right?
Oh, no, we'll know from the very first couple of questions. He effed you on this one.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We shall see, BJ. Mm-hmm. In the standard issue game of Monopoly, each player starts the game with how much cash on hand?
$500?
No.
$1,000?
No.
$5,000?
No. How many Final Destination movies are there?
7?
No.
6?
No.
9?
No. What gives traditional eggnog its frothy texture?
Milk?
No.
Whipped cream?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Bubbles.
No. Which That's actor it. Was the jerk in the 1979 movie? Yeah.
Steve Martin.
Yes.
All right, I'm back.
The cerebrum is the largest part of what organ?
The brain.
Yes.
All right, let's go.
In which year of the early 80s did the soap opera St. Elsewhere premiere?
82.
Yes.
There we are.
What is the only fruit to have its seeds on the outside?
Strawberry.
Yes. Ah. What is the main currency on the island of Oahu?
Dollars.
Yes. Gunpowder is said to have originated in what country?
America.
No.
Canada.
No.
Russia.
No.
China.
Oh. Yes.
Ah.
In what U.S. state would you find Fort Hood?
Fort Hoodville.
No.
Montana.
No.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You lose. Dolly Parton, 9-5. Eugenio did. Bad.
Yeah, Ben. I didn't jinx it at all, Ben. I knew this was your game, brother.
Damn.
Thanks, buddy. Play that song, BJ.
Good job. You got that right, buddy.
Ben, go back in hibernation.
Yeah.
And Steve, congratulations.
Congrats on your loser song. So. Almost all the questions you got wrong, Ben got right.
Clearly,
yeah. Yes.
9 right, Red.
Yeah.
The U.S. state that you would find Fort Hood is Texas.
Okay. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good, yeah.
You figure out gunpowder in China.
Mm-hmm.
The traditional eggnog gets a frothy texture. What's something in eggnog?
Coffee.
Nog.
Egg.
There you go. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Whipped eggs, but egg whites, anything like that. If you would have said egg, I would have been yes at that point.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
Oh,
right. There are 5 Final Destination movies.
There's not more than 5? I thought there was at least 7.
Me too. Every time I look it up, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, there's still only 5 there.
All right.
And then
start making more.
Do they? I like the first two. The first two are really good. And then the last one that neither of you guys got, or the first question, on the standard issue game of Monopoly, each player starts the game with how much cash on hand?
Is it 1,500?
It's 1,500.
Yes.
If you would have gone, because you said 5, 10, and I thought you were going to get it.
I was going to get it.
Then you went 5,000. So
yeah, I overthought it.
And you lost, so sorry for that.
Oh, thanks, Rev. You sound very sad about it.
I am very sad for your loss. I can't believe. I hope you're okay.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Yeah, you think it'll be okay?
I mean, I'm going to probably have to listen to Matt Hasselbeck's speech again to get me back on the right track.
Yeah, that's what it is. Maybe you got to get that pin removed. Once you get that pin removed, you're going to be back in the game. That's what's happened.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you need. Well, it is time. It is time for you to guide this fine ship. Yes, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts. We're going to take those at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Yeah, there you go. 206-421-ROCK.
Sorry.
Text us at 77999. What, have you fart again?
Yes.
But
I don't think he had her headphones on, so she wouldn't hear it, but she was putting them on right when I did it, so she heard it.
Your timing is so bad.
Yeah, well, at least I know what it is.
Just wait for the smell.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Every time she's laughing, it's like, oh, I know what happened.
It was supposed to be an offline conversation with myself and my butt. And
yeah.
I just thought the timing was going to be perfect.
And what does Tatum have to say about that?
Not just the listeners that are on the loose, apparently.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Nope, just farted.
Yeah, Steve's bowels are on the loose.
Yes, sir. They always are.
Well, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It is Listeners on the Loose, and it's simple, man. You call up, you say what's up, and you do it the way Steve wants you to.
And that's to show some energy and bring it in more ways than one sometimes. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
So we want to say, hey, I'm new to the whole NHL fandom. What is the significance of number 32 for the Kraken?
Oh, yeah, because they had the big ceremony.
They retired the number, so that way it's a... I like that. I know some people are like, oh, they're just trying to be like the Seahawks. And yeah, kind of. But it's a cool idea to have a number that's just specific for the fans. That way you could buy the jersey, put your own personalized name on it, and never have to worry about it being a player's number or anything along those lines. And the significance is we're the 32nd franchise in the NHL right now, and the big hoopla was about 32,000 people put down a deposit for season tickets, which is what basically told the NHL we're ready for an NHL franchise, more so than they even wanted. Like, they were like, yeah, if you get 10,000, that's great, but 32,000 did it in like 30 something minutes, probably 32 minutes if you want to get like, yep. We might as well make it up. I mean,
totally.
Well,
yeah. Oh, sure.
And then they ended up scoring the first goal at Climate Pledge in 3.2 seconds left in the game, in the period, which I thought was kind of cool in the first period. But that's some significance, is that the 32 means something for the team in that way.
Dude, I love that tradition. Like,
I think it's great.
Moving to Seattle and not really being a football fan before and having the 12, like, it was automatically just easy for me to like jump in to the bandwagon of being like, I love that. So that was my first jersey that I bought, and I'm actually considering putting 32 on my inaugural jersey as well.
Yeah, likewise. I think it's a cool idea, and you know, I don't think Seahawks fans refer to themselves as 12s. I don't think anyone's going to refer to themselves as a 32. That seems a little weird.
Hey, 32!
I'm a 32, man!
Hey, me too!
But I do love that there's a number that's just specific for the fans.
Yeah. And it's not really like the 12s, because obviously there's 11 players on the football field. We'd have to call them the 7s in hockey.
The 7s, yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that's a little bit of a stretch when people say, oh, yeah, they're copying the Hawks. That's a stretch.
I don't think it's a stretch. You got the Wikis that are a part of the Kraken organization that were once part of the Seahawks organization. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think they're out and out copying them, but I think that they were inspired by the Seahawks.
Well, like you said, having a jersey that's always new, that always works, that's a great idea, you know, and, you know, so, and it just so happened that's what happened with the number 12, and you saw that. That's the part that they copied, the idea that, my gosh, there's a jersey that you can always buy. Nothing wrong with that from a financial standpoint.
I was pushing for 69, but the marketing department never left me unread on Facebook when I suggested that.
Yeah.
Kind of rude, but.
Makes sense. I mean, really, you know. Maybe another time, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Quick shout out to Dirt Hauler, who always texts onto our show. He's an awesome person and sent me a little gift in the mail, BJ.
Give it out a shout.
Oh, really?
Dirt Hauler got me a little bib for Baby Tatum that has the Kraken logo on it.
Oh, that's very adorable. Nice.
It's pretty awesome right there.
Very cool.
And a pair of Kraken socks, which I'll now start wearing during the Kraken games at home.
Yeah.
Dude, you've upped your sock game.
You have upped your son. Very impressed. Look at you.
I'll wear
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've got a home and maybe an alternative pair of socks.
This is Tuesday socks and this is Thursday socks.
All right, then.
That sounds very weird if you just turned in.
For sure, yeah.
Thank you, Doug.
You have socks for Tuesdays and Thursdays. What do you do on the rest of the week?
No. I was telling Vicky that. We put up a video on the KSW social media page. She's like, so when are you going to wash them? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to wash them after each. Like, she thought if they win, I don't wash them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's how that works.
Oh, I never do that with I never do that with my socks. I have a supernatural, you know, I have a tradition for shirts and stuff, but not socks. Socks are tough to wear time and time again.
But see, I have a tradition with like a Seahawks shirt. If they win, I'll wear that same shirt
right
for the next game, but I'll wash it.
Well, sometimes I don't have time to wash it. Like I had to retire my so-called lucky shirt. I'll hang it outside and let it air out. But yeah, it's tough to wash it every day if the team's playing three games in a row.
Oh, all right.
And I mean, I've heard of people who actually don't wash it because they're worried that they're going to wash all the luck away.
Oh, I think that's what happened to me, Vicky.
It's the funk of the body is giving the luck. Yeah, that makes all the sense in the
luck
world.
As opposed to a shirt bringing luck in the first place.
Well, yeah, that is totally logical.
That tracks.
Okay.
It's only weird if it doesn't work, right?
Isn't that I think that's what I've heard.
I think it happened to me. I think I washed the lucky funk off my Red Sox shirt because they started losing.
And they,
you guys are making me nervous with this that word that you keep saying because I'm
funk.
Because you're saying lucky
and funk.
I'm not going to say it because I'm going to mess up.
Yeah, you,
Danny versus the
other. Well, now that you put that in my head, I'm probably going to screw it up.
Yeah, so we should probably stop talking about that.
Yeah. What if I had funky luck?
Whoa!
Good luck, man.
You know, I'm also going like, now that Danny's planted it in my head, my brain likes to sabotage me.
Yes,
I'm not even taking that chance.
All right. That's it. There you go.
All right. Somebody had a question for Vicky, or more of just a statement. Said, Vicky, did you hear about Gunther from Friends passed away? James Michael Tyler from prostate cancer at 59 years old. May he rest in peace.
Yeah. That was really heartbreaking because I think I was reading that he found out like a few months ago or not too long ago, and he's like, I feel like this is what's going to take me. He kind of knew this was going to happen.
Oh, he's got felt it in his body.
Yeah, and like if you guys don't remember who he is, he's that the barista guy with like
the
bleach blonde hair. And I was like, oh man, I read this because I got real obsessed into Friends. Like I love reading trivia and like behind the scenes stuff.
Some called him the seventh friend.
Kind of, except he never really was like involved aside from Rachel. Like nobody really wanted him a part of the group, but he was the only guy in the background of baristas who actually knew how to work the espresso machines. So that's why they had him front and center. And then the day before his, like he was supposed to show up for a first day of work, he bleached his hair and they loved it. So that's another reason why he became
random.
And so for 10 years he had to bleach his hair. And that became his thing.
Oh, he's like the Bob Ross of Friends.
Yeah. Like just,
pretty much.
Just like some random thing. I'm going to bleach my hair. And that's what gave him his career. Like, he was a barista for like up to the first couple of seasons because he needed, you know, the income. And then he blew up into being this big character on the show, even though he wasn't in every episode. So it's a bummer. And I hope, you know, rest in peace and that his family are at peace as well.
Yeah, that did suck. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show.
Somebody want to know, do you guys think that Pete Carroll is basically Jim Mora Jr. without Russell Wilson? Oh, man, that Mora era of the Seahawks where they had like five wins.
Yeah.
That was a rough go.
Yeah, that sure was.
He kind of cleansed the palate so that Pete could look awesome.
It is interesting that Pete said he probably wouldn't be here without Russell Wilson. It's very interesting. Let's think about it because they didn't
pick. Wrong.
They didn't pick Russell Wilson. I mean, they picked him, but they weren't. They thought Matt Flynn was the dude.
Yeah, but they made it a point
that
they also was a big part of wanting to draft Russell, hoping that one day maybe he would be the dude. I don't think anyone expected it to be that quick. But he's right. I mean, think about how many games Russ came and helped win like miraculous endings of games throughout, especially that Super Bowl season, but lots of other seasons where it was like, oh, you think the team's done, and all of a sudden he finds a way to win the game at the last couple of minutes of the game. If they didn't win all those games, I mean, Pete would be a losing coach.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, you know, we only remember the good stuff. We forget, like, you know, Pete's had a clock management issue. A lot of people are like, why didn't we run the ball when we didn't? Like, him being such a running guy, it's like, why didn't we run the ball in the Super Bowl? There's a lot of second-guessing, obviously, of Pete and the staff. And, boy, there is, you know, Mitch talked about this morning, you know, as he's getting older, does he want to rebuild? And, you know, at some point, you got to go through a rebuild phase on any team. It just, you know, that's what happens. And I mean, will Pete want to do that? Are we in that stage and Pete and they doesn't want to see that because they made moves, make it look like we're not. That's for sure, you know, and he brought up the fact Jamal Adams and also having Russell Wilson. You're not in a rebuild stage and you're paying those people that money.
Man, but having Geno Smith out there makes you realize how much you miss Russell Wilson, I'll tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, because sometimes it looks like Geno's trying to do the things that Russell does, like some of those like little scrambling plays. But then I think he sees Russell do it. It's like me. Like, I'll see somebody do something cool on television. I'm like, I could do that. And then I try it, and I just look like a fool. And I feel like that's what's going on with Geno. Like, he's like, oh, I could do that scrambling thing. No, you can't. You just got sacked.
Dude, he looked terrified anytime he had to start running around. He looked scared.
Well, he looks terrified even during like his press conferences and his interviews. Like,
oh, okay, so that's just a normal look.
Perpetually scared.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, and that's why I get a little concerned with this team, because you think that if we really had a good offensive line, that they would be stepping up as much. You know, not they're doing the best they can, but they would be stepping up to give this dude a little bit more comfort out there. And it looks like he's as terrified, like you said, as anybody would be. Is he just doesn't have, you know, I mean, he probably is making a lot of mistakes because of the fact he doesn't know when he's going to get his ass kicked. You know,
sure.
The Saints only had, what did they say? They only had 8 sacks all season. It was the lowest in the NFL.
Five yesterday or something. I think more than 5, actually, it ended up.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
They were the lowest sacking team in the NFL. They come here and they almost double. I mean, it's just almost double what they had for the whole season. If not, they did double. It's just, it's ridiculous.
So we're here to help other teams look better.
Yeah, we sure we are.
Oh, look at that. Good support role there. Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know. I got a bet. I made a bet with Mitch this morning. Mitch is going to buy the entire show breakfast if we don't beat the Jaguars, and I have to buy Mitch breakfast if we do beat the Jaguars.
And the rest of the show.
No, that's not what's in the bet.
You're making me have a conflicted experience on Sunday.
I'm so sorry about that.
I want a free breakfast. But I don't want to see the Seahawks lose to the Jaguars.
This was Mitch's idea to include the rest of you idiots in here. I just told him, hey, look, you know, it's just him and I.
I feel like the Seattle social media would just implode if they lose to the Jaguars.
Yeah. Yeah, and honestly, even how they play against the Jaguars, even if they win, but if they don't win convincingly,
Take a win at this point, yes. DJ.
Yeah, but
on.
To me, I think if that defense can't stop Jacksonville to the point where, I mean, that defense should put Jacksonville at, I feel like, no more than, I don't know, maybe 10 points, right? I mean, you saw what we did to the Saints. So what we should be able to almost shut them out, shouldn't we?
I don't know. It's all based on matchups. I mean, we have no idea.
Well, that's the thing. We better hope it. All right. Well, anyway, that is. But feel good about it. Feel good about America. Listen to Matt Hasselbeck's speech. That's what you got to do.
That pretty much solves everything.
That does. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts. We got those at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, that's a good question. Because it's funny because we were just complaining about it during the break. So it says, anyone else feel trolled by the Amazon treasure truck and the PS5 sale? WTF.
Wait, what?
Dude, so like, I don't know if anyone does this. I know Danny, I think Rev, you would get it, and Vicky, like, you get a text alert from Amazon, their treasure truck, which is like they send you almost every day.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a cool deal on a waffle maker, or here's like something cool from Echo Frames, or something, you know, a random thing, but, and it's like a little discount. Like, it's like a cool little, oh, I should click on that link. So this morning, it says, FOMO no more. Treasure Truck has the PlayStation 5 with disc drive again. Score yours now, and has a link.
Whoa.
All right.
Steve and I both got the text message at the exact same time.
I didn't get that text message.
Well, it doesn't even matter, Rev, because we clicked on it the moment it came through. I'm not even a PS5 guy, but I know it's hard to get, so I'm like, well, maybe I should get one and sell it.
Yeah, you should to me.
But I clicked on it. The minute you click on it, it says, sold out.
Yeah.
What?
Immediately.
Wow.
Damn you, Treasure Truck.
That's insane.
Messing with our emotions, like, within seconds.
Like, how insane is that? That, I mean, I wonder if they had any idea that they'd get such a response. They had
They know. They absolutely know. It's just the secondary market and stupid robots buying up everything.
Damn robots.
It's the same problem you have with, like, Kraken tickets or anything along those lines. Robots go in there, steal all the stuff, and then they resell it for thousands of dollars, and I'm screwed.
Yeah.
I think they were just trolling us, and somebody at the Treasure Truck office was just like, you want to mess with all of our followers? Let's say we have a PS5 and just make it be sold out.
Oh, yeah, that's good business right there.
Yeah.
You know, trolling your customer out. That's a great idea. Of course you would do that. That's why you're not in business.
I mean, I'm still going to buy stuff from them if the deal's good.
I know,
well,
right?
Again, you're not a normal human being. You know what I mean? Trolling your customer is not a good idea. I mean, at least I don't think it is. Maybe it is. I mean, for crying out loud.
No, you're probably right. I mean, I don't think it's probably the smartest, but... Oh, man, I was just like, I saw Danny look so sad.
I know.
It was like he just watched Geno Smith play a game again.
Yeah. And Rev looked sad and even know he was supposed to be sad.
I know. Now I'm sad and mad.
Rev's like, didn't even know. Why was I left out?
For the best. Yeah. They knew that you nerd rage.
Yeah.
It is. I know. It's there's a malaise over this day. You know, Tuesdays usually are tough anyway, but boy... A lot of bad news this Tuesday, and we're trying to half full it. Well, you guys are. I'm totally living in
empty.
Oh,
yeah, you're full empty.
Oh, I'll live it. I embrace it. You know, that's, I mean, let me.
Feeling I'm pretty good. I don't know.
But you always feel pretty good. When was the last time you were in a bad mood?
Like, well, the last time I talked to you. But I'm kidding. Tonight, man, we got a Kraken game. Hopefully they can turn things around.
Win. They need to win.
I feel like they will. I feel like that the first game, I always feel like when there's like a lot of like pressure on something, or I always feel like whenever a team
mean like for the opening night, the inaugural game of their career in front of, that wasn't pressure?
That's why I feel like they didn't win.
Oh, so I see what you're saying. So you're saying now there's less pressure.
Now they got that one out of the way, now the winning starts.
All right, you know what, I can see that being possible. All right, now you got me on the train.
I feel like that whenever like a team wants to celebrate like a past player or a special moment or some kind of like ceremonial thing, the team typically loses. I could be wrong. I don't have any stats. This is just based on me whenever I watch a game where like, oh, we're celebrating this player, I bet our team will lose, and they do. So I feel like whenever it's like something big that puts a lot of pressure on the players, or maybe I'm just overthinking it.
But it happened with the Panthers. It's the Lightning. The Lightning's first game of the season, they celebrated raising, you know, getting the cup and whatever the banner, and they lost that game.
Yeah, I always get that vibe whenever like, oh, we're retiring this guy's number, or this is like, you know, a monumental game for this player.
And look what happened to us last night.
Yeah, Matt Hasselbeck.
The Ring of Honor.
We need to stop celebrating people.
Yeah. You may be onto something, Steve. You may be onto something with this.
Plus, they haven't been on the road. They've been at home, so they don't have to be going between cities and stuff. So, you know.
They had a home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
I don't, they've been home for a few days before that home opener as well. We'll pretend that didn't. Yeah.
What the hell, man?
But now, you know, now it's game two.
And it's for
not
the Stanley
on national
Cup.
Television.
It's for the 1919 Stanley
Cup? It's for the 1919 Stanley Cup. We finally will finish this game.
I will say this. We only got the only victory we have is when John Forslund and JT Brown were calling the game. So I feel like,
boom,
that we get them back.
Yeah, let's see what happens, man. No, they called the game that they lost.
No, that's what I'm saying. The only game we won, they called.
Oh, okay, but they've also lost with them calling games.
I didn't want to say that.
Oh, okay. I see how you spun it. Yeah, I get you now. I'm tracking.
Yeah, I'm tracking. There you go. I mean, I didn't want to bring up the obvious. Yeah, they've lost. Yeah, you know. I'm trying to find the luck, Steve. Yeah, trying to find anything. Yeah. Grasp
I know. He's trying to do something here. Don't tear him down when he's trying to be positive.
I'm back in the empty. You put me back in the empty.
I'm about to put you back in the full because someone has a very important question, and it's come up a few times, and I feel like we need to address it.
Yes, sir.
What is the Acropolis, and why do you guys love it so much? The Acropolis is this glorious, mythical place.
Glorious.
Over 60 beers on tap, the finest steak bites, the side of the Pacific Northwest.
All right.
don't know.
It is funny that
the tastiest Texas toast.
It's funny what Vicky will chime in on. She loves this basically exotic dance place that serves good steak.
And movie.
Whoa. Oh, that's right. They do have attractive women dancing on poles. I forgot about that.
And they're very, very talented.
Yeah. And alcohol. You know, it's really, you get to, Oregon doesn't have the stupid liquor control board laws for exotic dance places that we do here in Washington. That's a big part of it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think that helps. I think it's just a vibe overall, but it's a place that like a lot of like rock stars will deem the greatest gentleman's club ever. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's almost like a dive bar, but also a strip club.
Yeah, with good food.
Cheap food, too. Like, the steak bites and the filet mignon is under $10.
Yeah.
Which is amazing that you guys love it so much that you're getting that kind of quality.
Well, because it's owned by a guy who apparently has his own farm, and he's a butcher as well, and he has high-end meat. And he eliminates every middleman, second middleman, this person, that person. So it's, like, just, like, farm fresh.
It's funny you bring this up because so Joe's birthday is coming up.
Really?
And my birthday is coming up.
Did you know that his birthday is coming up?
Yeah, you should probably know your son's birthday.
Joe's birthday is coming up?
Yeah. And so,
Vicky, would you send me an email reminding me of that?
We were talking about maybe going down to Portland to celebrate at some point in the next month. And so my girlfriend and I were talking about it, and she was like, "Yeah, we could go back to the Acropolis." And I was like, what? And she was like, and I was like, you mean the Acropolis, right? And she's like, no, the Acropolis, the strip club that we went to before.
That's a great name.
She's thought it was the Acropolis for the past 2 years.
A lot of reasons, I suppose.
Exactly.
A lot of lips cropping.
And I could not stop laughing. And I was like, babe, it's the Acropolis. And I had to show her on the website that it was not.
She didn't believe you, did she?
No, she did not.
Yeah, of course she didn't.
She's like, you're wrong. And I was like, babe, we talk about this probably about 7 times a week on our show. I know.
Isn't it wonderful what the mind tells you?
Yeah,
you know.
Bro, I feel like I would go there for lunch all the time. Even like, if you don't want to go inside the club, like they just go outside the club where they you can buy like their food and not even go in the club.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do that? They'll sell the food outside?
Yes.
Oh wow, that's bizarre. Like outside, or like as a separate area,
like a inside? Window, like a window you can go up to. I think there's probably pictures where you can see.
Is that the only place you can get the food? Do you get it inside, or do you have to go to the window?
No, you can get it inside as well. It's just,
all right.
But like, let's just say you don't feel like going to a gentleman's club, but you want to enjoy some cheap steak.
Yes.
You can just pop up at the window.
Good call.
I don't know if they DoorDash, though.
Probably.
They should just have the dancers DoorDash themselves.
They did that. The Lucky Devil, it wasn't the Acropolis.
That's right, that was the Boober.
Yeah, the Lucky Devil PDX, they were doing the home deliveries.
Good call.
And the drive-through too. They did a drive-through one where you could drive-through, get your food, and also see the dancers.
I love Acropolis Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, no delivery.
Just got to go down there.
Yeah, we do. Road trip.
Yeah. That's an interesting third thing. I think I would have put something else here. Dine in, take out, get in, and never get out.
That doesn't. Well,
they have a closing time, BJ. You can't stay.
Well,
there all
I was going to use something a little not so PG, and I thought, you know, I'm on the
it's
radio.
It's a family really establishment, guys.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
I mean, they have really. It looks like good breakfast, so why not?
That makes it a family establishment.
Sure.
Yeah. Breakfast does that. Yeah.
I never even bothered to think about their breakfast. No different than earlier this morning. We learned that there's actually a really good lunch menu at IHOP. So there's a good breakfast menu at the Acropolis.
They have steak and 2 eggs, biscuits and gravy.
They have a 10-egg omelet.
Why isn't
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives doing an episode on the Acropolis?
Right? Probably because there's, you know.
And if you're a little too late for that, you can get yourself a tuna salad.
Oh, God.
Well, that's all day long they serve that, I hear.
I wouldn't mind seeing Guy Fieri, though, like just chomping down on some food, saying, this is good, while some girl was shaking him in the background. That would be pretty
good. Well, they get a chicken fried steak for $6.
They could the girl, like, they could do the episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives without the girls in there, or put them, you know, in clothes, but just focus on the food part.
Yeah.
Have all the girls dressed like Guy Fieri.
Oh, with those, like, this really.
Oh, I don't.
That sounds like something out of Nightmares, man.
Yeah, I don't want that. That's going to take. That would. Yeah, no.
I mean, that's a different type of Flavor Town. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
How much is
Well, anyway, that's the Acropolis. That answers your question.
$10.50 for a filet mignon, BJ.
That's insane. But, I mean, you guys say that they really are good.
Oh, dude, it's known for being good.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the great things about it. That's why I think people love it there.
All right, there you go. The Acropolis, somewhere in the Portland area, Portland, Oregon. And again, you can also have alcoholic beverages inside a gentleman's club in Oregon, and that's the other a good selling point. So great tasting food, get to have yourself a beverage, and also the entertainment is easy on the eye.
Acropolis.
Acropolis, not Acropolis.
Yeah, Acropolis.
Would we say that that is the gem of Portland?
Yeah.
Or would it be Voodoo Donuts? Like, if you had a pick.
Wow.
No, Acropolis. You're Acropolis. Making me pick donuts,
I mean, I'm going Acropolis,
man.
Too.
Yeah.
I gotta, exactly. I got to feel like Portland's got other stuff going on, but I don't know.
Like maybe. What?
You don't know.
Name it.
Well, I mean, I've Voodoo Donuts is about the only thing. I mean, I've been to, they got nice restaurants, but then again, nobody's doing what the Acropolis is doing as far as the entertainment. But I don't know. Portland's kind of a weird place. Maybe that is, in fact, the gem of Portland.
It is really weird.
Someone says, I'd pay extra to see strippers dressed as Guy Fieri.
Pay extra for that? Wow, okay. Sure, why not?
I think you have a fetish, Dexter.
Yeah.
A bit of a fetish there.
Flavor Town. Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah.
What if they didn't bleach the hair on their head? But
okay.
To go with the Guy Fieri, kind of like, you know, part brown hair, part blonde.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is happening?
Mm-hmm. What? Just asking questions.
Are you, though? All right.
Would you rather talk about the Seahawks?
Pass.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good call. All right. Well, I don't need to say. Vicky's now showing me pictures of women dressed as Guy Fieri.
Sexy Guy Fieri.
Okay.
Fishnets and all.
Oh, wow.
That's great. Thanks. I think I remember I said I didn't want to see that or even know about that. And thank you for doing research I didn't ask you to do. We pay her for this job, right, Steve?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, 100% pay her.
You're welcome.
That's not the answer I was going to give. But you is in the statement that I want to give you, preceded by another word. Here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a hiker have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a hiker have in common?
I prefer going downhill.
Oh, pardon me. Wow, it's good thing you finished that sentence. Yeah, I was like, what is he? That's it. I just don't know.
Someone said Steve likes to pick up both at midnight and head to the Acropolis.
Oh, that's a great place.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce that? I've been saying it wrong all this time.
How Danny's girlfriend pronounces the Acropolis.
I can't say it any different now. Acropolis.
Oh, yeah. You have, I'm surprised you said it right in the first place, but now you're done.
Acropolis. Yeah.
Now it's in your brain.
Acropolis. Damn it, Linda.
Nice work. Got a couple of hikers in Colorado. Sound.
I'm making a shirt that just says, damn it, Linda.
That's amazing. I need one of those, too.
I'm wearing it when I see her.
So these hikers, they were in Colorado. They went missing last week. No one found them. They were like, well, they couldn't find them, rather. And they were like, wow, well, we can't find them. They're not answering their phone. And it turns out they could have answered their phone, but they decided not to. How about they're lost? And they were lost around Mount Ebert, which is southwest of Denver. So their phone rings. They're lost. They don't know where they are. Their phone rings, but they go, you know what? This, I don't recognize the number. It's a scammer. Now I think that maybe somebody's trying to find them. And 24 hours it took them to get back. They finally found their own way back, but, you know, the forest ranger people are like, yeah, if your phone rings and you're in the deep somewhere, answer it, because people are probably looking for you.
Or it also means that you have service and you can call somebody.
That's a very good point.
You know what?
These are fakes.
You know what?
Oh.
Everybody's a genius in this story. Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack. He's next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
I think I was going to a buddy's house. And I had the jersey on. It was a white Matt Hasselbeck road jersey. And I bought some beer, and I brought it up to the guy. It was like a gas station convenience store. And he looks at me because I'm bald. And he's just like, looks at the jersey, looks at me, goes, Matt Hasselbeck?
What?
And I'm like, this guy thinks I'm Matt Hasselbeck, heading to the Hawks game, wearing my own jersey, the road one, and with a 12-pack of Coors Light.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sure, that vibes.
So my response, yes.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.